Morongo Casino Studios. It's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
The Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show. We've thought about it. What does Christina look like if we had to compare her to a celebrity? Christina is sitting in for Sammy, who's been out on vacation for a couple weeks. And so we've talked about it, figured it out. And she looks like Winona Ryder.
Yes.
Yes,
a young Winona Ryder.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's so you.
There you go.
That's anybody the first else one that got any suggestions?
No.
For me.
Renee Zellweger with rounder eyes. Not squinty like she is, but sort of like a younger Renee Zellweger. Maybe?
Well, if you had Renee Zellweger with rounder eyes, you wouldn't have Renee Zellweger. Her eyes are her thing, so you'd have to have Renee Zellweger eyes to look like her.
Yeah.
She's got Renee Zellweger. No one's writing songs about that.
Jordan, what do you think she looks
like? Yeah, I told her she looks like a young Aubrey Plaza.
Yeah, ooh. I guess I see that.
Yeah.
Parks and Rec era.
And I just look like a plaza.
An old plaza.
We're talking about sleeping in the nude. Raise your hand if you do.
Nude.
I'm new to the nude sleeping. No?
Nope.
It's cooler, too, by the way, in the hot summer.
Jordan sleeps nude. Nobody else sleeps nude.
Me.
No? Okay. Do you do other stuff in the nude? Have you ever just walked outside to get something in the nude and run back in?
That I do. Mm-hmm.
No?
You'll
go outside in the nude, but you won't sleep in the nude. I don't understand.
Well, because I'm in a controlled environment. If there's an earthquake and things are happening and, rescue workers are coming, I'm...
What if you're outside and you're naked and there's an earthquake?
I hadn't really factored that.
Well, how's she going to get hurt, Frank? The buildings outside. Will collapse on her out in the yard. She's fine in the yard.
That's
where you run.
But she's naked in the yard.
Yeah, but she's going to be safe in the yard. She's fine in the yard.
I thought the whole point was there's an earthquake. I don't want to be naked. But in a controlled environment doesn't mean you can't control earthquakes. Whatever environment you're in, there's a possibility of an earthquake. So you better have some panties on.
Yeah. All right. Well, now I guess I'm no longer going to be outside naked anymore. Damn it.
What were you doing outside naked? Just lounging?
Yeah.
Taking naps?
When I lay out, I don't.
Yard work? Do you garden?
I don't.
It's just fake grass. There's nothing to garden.
I don't.
Maybe there's some potted plants.
There's some potted plants.
Maybe she's putting some Miracle-Gro into a potted plant all naked.
And cutting some dead leaves off of others, you know. I don't wear a bathing suit if I'm laying out in my own yard. So I'm out there naked.
Is there any house you can look in? Is the one behind you, the second floor, looks down into
your... I've taken care of all of that.
Would you plant a big tree up there?
She built a 40-foot fence.
I've got a compound.
I don't even know if that's code.
It's not.
Oh, it's not.
Maybe it is.
There's no way that's code.
The workers figured all that out.
I'm sure they did. Wink, wink, here's 100.
They haven't figured out their green cards. Do you really think they figured out codes?
They wanted cash. I paid a cat. I mean, I don't want my investigating.
Permits.
I said, do you take a check?
They're permitted to be here. And they got a permit for your fence.
Nice. It's fine. No problem.
Well, there's a guy in Florida, Stuart, Florida. Don't know exactly where that is.
Never heard of it.
But neighbors are complaining about this guy, who apparently is getting a little too comfortable. They claim the man frequently does outdoor chores completely nude.
I don't know why that bothers anybody. Who cares?
Yeah,
because you can see it. It's like,
look away. Hey,
but put on some pants, man.
Well,
it's just, isn't it? There's being rude, Heidi, and then there's just being courteous to others. And if I'm going to go outside and I'm going to cut my lawn with a push mower in the front yard, I should probably put on some pants just to be courteous to others.
Yeah, if others can see you, there's children, there's nuns walking down the sidewalk.
Don't look at me. I own this planet. Mm. No, you don't. We're all around here. Put your pants on, old man.
If you're in the backyard with, like, Heidi, where no one can see and be as naked as you
that's
want.
That's different.
But out in the front yard, the side yard, or even the backyard, if people can see you from the street and sidewalk, you can't be naked. I know you own that piece of land, but the air belongs to everyone, and we can see you through the air.
This guy loves the air, obviously.
Yeah.
He works on his car.
No.
Naked.
This is a witness, quote from a witness of the nudity, says so they've seen enough. He works on his car and he does it naked, and everyone has called the police. He's just out there doing his yard work naked. This is Melissa Nye, who's one of his neighbors. Also, Charlie Estes is another neighbor. Concerned that kids potentially might see this naked guy. You have some respect. Kids catch the bus here. It's wrong.
Right.
There's a bus stop right there.
Oh,
this guy's an exhibitionist. Now, here's the thing. I guess in this particular county in Florida, indecent exposure is illegal in public, but...
Public?
Yeah, it's not really public. It's,
He's on his land.
Martin County, the sheriff's office says they're unable to take any action against him because the man is on private property and is not touching himself inappropriately.
He's just working.
He's just out there working on his car with his goat sack hanging out.
I just think he'd want it protected and covered, especially doing those kind of things.
Yeah, like, on a mechanic crawl into your car, you're not looking attractive to anyone. Well, no one wants to see that anyway. Yeah,
he's on that, what's it called, the little thing you lay
the
on?
The crawl.
The crawl. Yeah. All you see is his lower half hanging out from under a car.
Like, what's wrong with that car? They got to get that thing to AMCO or something.
So this is like a weird gray area. I know that it's public is one thing.
I don't know how old he is. I don't know if it's a gray area or not. But the sheriff, even though he said we really can't do anything, he's on private property, says they are putting a case together as we speak. So pretty much they have a cop staking out this guy's house who are just waiting on it, like with a camera, waiting on him to scratch his balls. Because then that would be inappropriate. So they said he was touching himself.
So standing there naked or mowing the lawn or just sitting in a lawn chair naked is okay. But if he touches himself, it's not okay.
Can't touch it.
That poor cop who drew that short straw. All right, Bill, you're on this one. Oh, come on.
Hey, Rook. Yeah. We got a stakeout for you.
Watch this man's naked body all day.
There's a picture of the guy just out doing yard work, and that's him bending over right there.
Oh, well, it looks like 10 feet away is the sidewalk, it looks like, in the street. So that's really in public. He couldn't stand in his front window naked and flash
there
people.
There he is, like just knocking off some cobwebs from the guttering.
Oh, God.
He's your neighbor. I mean, you look out the window, and that's what you see. Your kids look out their bedroom window, and they could watch this guy.
I think he's an exhibitionist. Yeah, he's got a mental.
Well, he has to be. But,
yeah, he's.
But there's something great about being naked outside. You've been naked out. I mean, Heidi goes naked outside in her backyard. But I'm talking about like naked in the woods. You've been naked in the woods?
Never have. No. Never have.
Awesome, man. Really is.
Well,
like you ever take a poop in the woods? I went camping with the Pope once. No, really. Taking a poop in the woods is like the best thing. Well, I mean, like I introduced everyone to beer in the shower, and now that's taken off. Pooping in the woods is the best.
I've done that, but it's very difficult. I've done that while camping. You gotta squat. You need a log. You can't just squat.
Well, that's what you're hoping for—a log.
But yeah, you need to sit over a log.
You'd like a nice clean log.
Right. You don't want to
squat. It doesn't work like that. It is kind of weird because when you're doing that, you're always looking all around. Like you think some hunter is like just gonna go walk through
any. Actually,
at the scenery. I was just like, I was just out there. I was like one of the animals, and I was just looking at the view. And
back
I was looking
to nature.
At like the mountain over here, stream running through it. And I'm sitting on a hill, just. This is the best. This is like, I'm back to nature.
Mm-hmm. Well, good for you, Nudie Nudistan. But weren't you in an area where there are other people?
Take off all my clothes to poop.
He does. Well, Frosty does. See, that's why he pictured that.
Yeah, I need to be free.
Isn't that weird? He gets naked to poop.
I can't use the bathroom while wearing clothes. It's weird. I know.
You know why?
No.
Because he wears oversized shirts. And if he doesn't take off a shirt, it will dip into the water, the shirt will wipe his own butt with it. The tail of his shirt will be covered in skids because his shirt is so long. It's supposed to be much, much shorter, but his clothes are so big he has to get
naked.
That's
why Crystal Gayle always had to put her hair in a bun before she pooped. Now that makes sense.
Frank is right. That's true. And my pants are so big. It's like, what if I drop them and I'm using the toilet? It's like I'm sticking my pants in like a bargain clothes bin. It just annoys me.
So you take them all the way off.
So he just kicks them off.
I kick them off, take everything off, and then usually take a shower. But
it's
in
like
the woods,
he's running through denim tires. Because the legs are so big on these pants. So and the shirt
it's
would
like
hang.
An obstacle course when he's going.
To reach back, he'd almost press his shirt against his crack because he can't reach
it. Would you step
back? That all makes sense.
That just proves your shirts are too big. I mean, really, if you have to take off your shirt to poop, that's too big.
Yeah. My shirts are so long because it hides my rolls, by the way.
Yeah, it really hides them, man. You look anorexic.
Almost two spit takes in a bit.
Many times, like I sleep naked, I'll just put the shirt on and shirt only. I can run out and check the mailbox.
Oh, because it's like a dress.
Because it goes way down to my knees.
You do look like you're wearing a muumuu. Like a short mini moo.
Oh, God.
Mini moo. That's what I'm like calling you, mini moo.
Talked to my neighbor the other day, standing just wearing a shirt. He didn't know I was naked under my shirt.
Naked, or did you have underwear on?
I had everything on under the shirt, but the shirt hang down to my knees. He didn't know. He just thought I wore like a big, weird, big shirt. He didn't know.
Oh, my God.
That I was one layer cloth away from nudity. Standing there talking to the guy. Emmy-winning cinematographer.
Did it do something for you?
Yeah, a little exciting.
No,
were you like, I'm naked, I'm talking
like
to
any
guy.
Second the wind could blow and hello, Mr. Gentleman Sausage.
Just call me Marilyn.
Yeah. Only teased him for the appropriate time. Then
some like it lukewarm.
Anybody have a neighbor they've seen naked? No? 1-800-955-5567. Seen your neighbors naked? Doing stuff? They didn't know you were looking, but you looked and you saw him naked, then you looked again.
Didn't Eric have neighbors that were completely naked on a balcony?
Oh, yeah.
They were doing it, though.
That's when I lived in a condo which faced another set of condos, and I lived on the third floor, and this couple happened to live on the exact same floor right across the street.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And I saw her out there smoking a cigarette, the female in the couple.
Naked.
No, she was clothed.
Okay.
And the guy walks out wearing just basketball shorts and continues to pull his pants down and get pleasured by her.
Oh.
She puts her cigarette down. She pleasures
him. Thank God she put her smoke down.
Took a couple notches down for me. Obviously, there's a cigarette lit.
And then he walked back in.
I wanted to blow smoke rings.
Who's smoke rings?
He walked.
That's what I call them.
Back into the house. She finished her cigarette, then walked into the house, changed out of her top, put one of his dress shirts on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good
one. And pranced around, and they did a photo sesh right there on the couch. But the couch was facing me.
Was he a photographer, and she was a model?
I have no idea. Never met him.
Never saw him again?
Yeah, that was it. And so he did a whole photo session in her shirt, and she would open her shirt, and you would see everything.
Yeah.
Eric, you sound like the pervert in this story, because you watched for a very, very long time. You could have looked away, but
I turned the light off in my room, and then I hid behind the curtain, and me and my roommate just sat there and watched it all go down.
We all would have. You can't look away from that.
You can't. No, and they continued to get deeper and deeper into the situation.
Because then you go so far as to watching, like, well, now I got to see how this plays out. Are they going to go to bed? Are they going to just watch TV after? Like, how's this story end?
Yeah, it ended. He ended.
Got some text coming in about nudity. This really isn't about nudity, but someone in 714 spotted me yesterday on the 5 freeway. He's like, Frank, I saw you on the 5 freeway. I was in the Sunbelt box truck. Man, that's a good-looking truck you have there.
Oh.
Spotted me in Frank's Tundra. Yeah, I was driving down to Servite High School for a football game. The Calabasas Coyotes, freshman team, taking on the Servite Friars.
Oh, how'd they do?
We got our first defeat. Yes. Great game. Those guys got a great team up down there in Servite. And it was 41-36. And we drove down on the last play of the game. Goal line. Like 9 seconds to go. We're on the goal line. If we get a touchdown, we win.
Yeah.
We win by 1 point. And so quarterback sneak, surge. Both teams collide together on the goal line, and we push in, but the ref already blew the whistle and said stop forward progress and gave them the victory. I'm like, what?
Uh-oh.
Did you protest?
Oh, no.
I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. I mean, both great teams. Yeah. Great game. Fun to watch. You know, congratulations to the Friars. But my God, I was like, are you what?
Did you get down there and protest, yell, and scream like a dad would do?
No, I didn't scream. But Billy, there's some parents. Those football parents, man. I'm not
bad.
I'm not used to them. They're a rowdy bunch.
We should go to a game sometime, all of us, and support Frank's kids.
Look at the refs running out the field. They knew we'd kill them. I'm like, hey, relax, all right? We're not going to kill anybody tonight. It's just a football
game. No one dies tonight.
But, yeah, exciting game. So, yeah, I was driving down there in the Tundra, and a lot of people came up. I met Brian. He was a father of one of the Servite kids. Came out and said, hey, I saw your truck in the parking lot, man. Can you get a picture? So, yeah. On the opposing team. So now there's photo proof. I was hanging out with the other team. So, great.
I don't know about that.
That hurts.
But, yeah, what we're doing tonight. Tonight's homecoming out in Valencia. Calabasas playing Valencia. Should be a good game, too. They got a good team up there as well. You guys want to go? I know, Eric, you going? You live up there.
I do live up there.
Want to go? Game tonight?
Maybe.
Yeah, sure. Johnny, you live up there. You going?
Yeah, I'm in.
You're in? Anthony,
see,
you
I
going?
Have a wife He's that I got to check in with and ask and all that stuff.
About to go to a high school football game? When's the last time you've been to a high school football game that you weren't pantsed?
Never.
Yeah. Wow.
Never.
Nope. And nothing's going to change. Let's go tonight and I'll pant you and be like old days.
Can I hang out under the bleachers?
Can I run your underwear up the flagpole? Like they used to do in the olden days?
Yeah, I used to go because my parents wanted me to be part of the group. They wanted me to go to the high school games, and I would spend the entire time under the bleachers.
Yeah, you want to see a good high school football game, go to Calabasas versus Valencia tonight.
Is
in Valencia.
Is there alcohol?
We'll tailgate a little bit.
What is Calabasas, what's their score so far? What's their record so far? How many wins, how many losses?
Right now we're 3-1.
Okay. All right.
I'm not sure of Valencia, but I know they have a good team. They usually do.
How's the marching band at halftime? That's what I want to know about, because that was
You know what? I like them because they don't have like the feather hats, and they don't really have the marching band uniforms. They just wear black pants and black shirts that says in white lettering on their shirts, "The Band."
That's kind of cool and casual. I like that, actually. Cool. It's refreshing. I never liked the Michael Jackson outfits. Plume and the stupid...
It's like a generic "The Band."
I like that.
And they're a raucous bunch, too. Not? High school football, it's fun. If you haven't been in a long time, maybe you haven't gone because you don't have a kid in high school, or maybe your kids are gone out of high school, go. It's a blast. It just takes you back.
God, I haven't been to a high school football game since I was closing out my store and selling out everything on closeout prices, all my merchandise.
Frosty.
Did it actually come out? I was just thinking.
We're still on the air.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
I didn't expect that to be aired.
Is there a statute of limitations on you being able to go to high school football games?
I've got 2 more years, Frank. 2 more years and 1 month. Hmm. And 4 days. And 6 hours.
Okay.
I think.
So when your son is a junior, he can go.
I'll go tonight. Sounds like fun. I haven't been for a long time. I have not been to a game in decades. I think the last time I saw...
I was playing.
Yes, Frank was on the field playing football. It's been that long.
30 years ago.
I knew Frank in high school.
32 years ago.
Old number 32.
36.
Yeah, I was 36. Wow, you remember my number?
Well,
my God.
I got the poster on my wall. Got the poster.
I let him wear it for homecoming.
Special teams.
He wore the away jersey in the stands.
In the powder puff.
He said he'd sign it if I give him a Swisher Sweet. I still haven't given him that, by the way.
He still hasn't.
It sounds fun. What time? 6?
No, I think the game starts at 7.
Okay, I'll check my social calendar. If you're busy,
it's going to be a good time. All right, people are calling in about seeing their neighbors naked. Let's see. Let's go to Joshua. Hey, Joshua.
Hello.
So you saw your neighbor naked doing what?
I was doing my laundry, looked out the window, and he was whacking off.
Oh,
okay.
Oh my God. Yeah, was he in his house or he was outside?
He was outside enjoying himself on his picnic table.
On the picnic table? Was he sitting on the table part or on the chair part?
On the chair part, back against the table, like really legs spread and... Hmm. I didn't believe I saw it at first. I had to take a second look, but yeah.
What was he looking at?
Laundry, and he was just looking like out into space. I don't know what he was doing.
What time of day was this?
It's probably like 2 in the afternoon.
So afternoon delight.
Ooh, Skywalker was in flight. So he had to know that he could be seen. Delight. Obviously, if you could see him, he knew that. He knew he could be seen.
Well, his backyard is pretty covered up. So the only thing that could really be, I could see him from my window, the laundry room window, but his space is pretty covered
up. Yeah, then you're the peeping Tom. You're the peeper.
Home. Yeah, you're the weirdo here,
Joshua.
Yeah,
accidental.
The one place you can look through, you were looking
at. How long did you watch him do this? The whole way?
First time it was like 2 seconds, and then the second time it was 1 second because I just confirmed it. I was like, all right, I'm getting out of here. I'm going to let him finish, and I'll get back to my laundry later.
Oh. You probably should have thrown a tube sock over the wall since you were doing laundry.
Oh, man, yeah.
All right, Joshua, I'm going to give you a prize. I'm going to send you to Not Scary Farm, okay? Since you were horrified by your neighbor.
Thank you so much. Oh, man, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Stay on hold. Christina will hook you up. We got Not Scary Farm tickets. Got another pair to give away. It's the most haunting Halloween experience in Southern California with 14 haunted attractions and over 1,000 horrifying creatures just roaming around.
Ooh. It is terrifying, man.
Chris's neighbors got intimate on a balcony. Okay. Mark, house of college girls, sunbathed naked in backyard.
Uh-oh.
Let's get Mark's address.
Oh.
Hello, Mark.
Hey, Frank. How you doing, buddy?
A house of college girls sunbathed naked in their backyard, and they're your neighbors.
Well, we were young. I mean, it was like me and my two neighborhood buddies. He lived next door to them. They moved in, and they would wash their car in their bathing suits. They had no curtains on their windows, and they would come out of the shower, and they would air dry. So we would just sit, like, under the streetlight on a curb and just sort of hang out and just say, wow, look at this. And it happened for 2 summers, and then the last summer before they moved out, they were just full-on sunbathing in the backyard, and my buddy and I would sort of look between the slats of the wood.
Okay. Did you and your buddy ever go over to their house? Did you ever claim, property?
No.
Never.
No,
did.
No. We didn't want to let them know that we were.
They want to ruin it.
Sort of doing
they
what we
knew,
were doing.
They knew, dude. If they're air drying in front of their curtainless windows, they knew you boys were looking and you never went over?
No. We were young. We were like 13, maybe 14.
They were in college.
I mean,
still would have gone over. If they
we weren't into that, but we were getting to that age, so it was perfect. It was like the coming of age type of thing.
My God, that should be a movie made about your life. I just love to see that.
Called Looking Through Slits.
All right, I'm going to send you to see Ozzy Osbourne at the Hollywood Bowl October 11th, okay?
Oh, that's great. Awesome.
Makes him wonder.
Stay on hold.
You may have been peeped at by someone like this guy or the last guy and not know it. There may be little slits or openings, a little gap in the shrubbery, or who knows what you've been seen doing.
714 is texting, says, where does Frosty live where nuns and kids are always walking around?
Nunland.
Nunland Boulevard.
The south of Sunland.
Yeah, yeah.
And Frosty, that little wheeled tray that you lie on top of to go under a car.
Mechanics crawl.
It's called a creeper, not a crawl.
A creeper, creepy crawler, whatever. Really?
Come on, gearhead.
I don't know these things.
Here's another one from the 310, reminding Heidi maybe of a story that she told in the past. Is I could have sworn Heidi said once that she was doing laundry in her panties, and her dog ran away with a shirt across the street, and she ran out with her boobs covered to get the dog, who ran to the neighbor's yard, and the neighbor started talking to her with no shirt on.
I did do
as
that.
As if it was nothing.
Yes, I did do that. That was when my dog Dolce was really little, and I wasn't used to having a little dog, and get away from you. They get underfoot, and she went outside, and then I freaked out because I couldn't find her, and I just wouldn't even think that I didn't have a top on. I think it was like bikini bottom or something. And went outside to go get her, and standing there fully topless, unaware.
Which neighbor?
Not bad neighbor, but it was a couple doors down because a couple across the street had gone, oh my God, a little dog. And I was like, that's my dog.
And you ran out there just topless.
Topless because I was so freaked out about losing her. I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And then I get back inside and I go, that all just happened. I didn't have
Do you see those neighbors to this day?
Yes.
And that was never spoken
never
of?
Never spoken of.
Never spoken
no,
of?
Nope, nope.
Well, how big are your nipples? They thought you had a top on. My God, that's the real question, right, Lisa?
My baloney has a first name.
All right, Lisa, what's going on in traffic right now? Oh, she's talking to somebody. Who's she talking
to? She's figuring out traffic. She's
Lisa,
getting the latest.
Who are you
Someone
talking to?
Someone popped in, your guest.
Damn it, Glickman.
Yeah.
We're trying to do a live show here. Say your hellos later. What's going on with traffic?
Traffic report is being brought to you by...